Hello, my name is Caleb, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Life lately has been a series of ups and downs, blessings and disappointments, lows and highs. In the midst of all these things, God has shown us that our path is not always what we want, and for me, this is super frustrating. I ask God why I can't get what I want, but if we trust that He has laid out the best plans for us, we can live a full life of joy in the midst of disappointment. I know that seems like such a simple thing, but sometimes it could be more complicated, especially if you're living in the midst of it. It's like when you're super excited for the release of a new video game, just to have the devs push the game back for months and months and months. You can have it right now, but it might be terrible. But if you're patient and wait for that final product, it'll be so much better. About 3.5 years ago, I lost my job with a company that wasn't right for me. I prayed every day for God to provide me with a career that I would be absolutely satisfied with. Did He at that time? No. Was I provided for during that time? Absolutely. But ultimately, the difficulty in finding jobs in my hometown forced us to pack up and move across the country, which in turn allowed me to apply for the job which I have now. And that job has been, I've just been absolutely tremendously blessed in. If God would have allowed me to do what I wanted, I probably would be unhappy just bouncing from job to job, still searching for where I wanted to be. But God has provided me just with an amazing job in a very amazing company. Honestly, at this point in my life, those thoughts, those feelings of just being patient are becoming a struggle for me again. I anxiously wait for God to bless us, me and my wife, in our adoption process for a child. We're currently just waiting to be matched. And God hasn't done that yet. It's been so hard after a year of being in this process. But does this mean God is saying no? Absolutely not. Because He has put adoption in our hearts, but He is saying for us to wait. How am I supposed to get through this rough time? I saw a pastor most recently post something on social media that really stuck with me. He said, "My prayers have been shifting from, 'Will you please?' to, 'I know you will.'" I've been recently praying that. I've been praying that I know you will. Not demanding anything. I'm not demanding anything from God. I'm not saying, you know, I know you will do this tomorrow. No. I'm taking that as being grateful. I'm thanking Him for the family that He will grow for us in the future. You know, I challenge everyone who's listening, who are struggling with patience, those who feel lost, to change your prayer to an attitude of gratefulness for the future. Because God promises those things. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God wants good for us. We sometimes just don't get it the way we want it to. Sometimes we have to wait and see what God has for us. Lord, I thank you for giving me this life to use to glorify your name. And I know you will always do what's best for me. And I thank you for that. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Caleb for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, stay nerdy.